the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Why don't they have songs out about being true to your school? Why don't they have songs out about eating your Brussels sprouts?
Fans of the greatest in 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, your host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and we're up to episode 461. This week we are looking at psychedelic obscurities, and we got it underway with a band out of Alabama. Just one release, 1969, 45 RPM on Plaza Records. The band is called The Purple Haze. The track, an A-side called Shades of Blue, lifted that from Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 9. Plenty of more great obscure 60s psychedelia straight after this.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, there's a picture and information of this next band up on our Facebook and Instagram. They are called The Grass Company. Apparently Sarnia's answer to the Beatles, so a paper called The Windsor Star said in May 1969. But the band members barely into their teens at the time. But the Grass Company described as the swinging Sarnia combo that could go big time almost any time. But school studies must come first. So they formed an Imperial City out of two bands, The Quotations and The Unit 4. Band members 14 and 15 years old. This is their track. Once a Days, apparently actually a mistaken title. Was just to be called Days, got mixed up with a track called Once a Child, kind of a printing error. Anyway, The Grass Company, Once a Days.
Old girl, dear. crying, princess flying, old knight riding.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, getting some real rock from Phil on Retrospect 60s. Peace.
Yeah. it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies found.
That is three obscure 60s psychedelic picks. The Grass Company, once a day's top of the set, picture and information on our Facebook and Instagram, where you can also see the next band. They are called The Vampire Sound Incorporation. What a title. Psychedelic band best known for doing the soundtrack to a 1971 erotic horror film called Vampiros Lesbos. Wasn't a particularly popular release until the 90s, when Quentin Tarantino picked up the track we had, The Lion and the Cucumber, for his film Jackie Brown. So The Vampire Sound Incorporation, Psychedelic Dance Party, the album. There was also a companion album, Sexadelics, Sexadelic, reissued by Wah Wah Records. A psychedelic curio for sure. Then wrapping the set, The Apostolic Intervention, new to Retrospect. Originally formed Hertfordshire, UK in 1965 as The Little People, began with covers of R&B records and imitating the Small Faces. The Faces' Steve Marriott was a big fan and mentor, wanted them to change their name to The Nice, but Andrew Luke Oldham, working for Immediate Records, had reserved that name for another band. So The Apostolic Intervention it was. They had just the one single, I believe, called Tell Me, Have You Ever Seen Me? We had the B-side, called Madam Garcia, from 1967. More great curios straight after this.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, let's head to Canada with a track from the Wild Canada Volume 8 Not For Long compilation. It is a 1969 single from a band called Strange Movies. Obscure, probably from Vancouver. Cool track, Strange Movies.
Ooh, can you feel? could feel the LSD floating through my entire body, streaming through every pore. All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed, my extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
People of India often tell stories by dancing, and such a dance story is called a mudra. My daughters, Mara and Risa, are each wearing sandals and a long dress called a sari, made from a single length of silk. They will tell the story and tell you how to move to it. Although the music really rocks, it will give you a taste of India, because you will hear a long-necked, many-stringed instrument called a sitar.
I give you love and a rainbow. Sit straight on the floor and cross your legs next to your body. Join your hands behind your head and just think.
Everything around me became suddenly unreal, as if in a dream. And I was slowly being drawn into the painting, and powerless to stop myself. I wanted to cry out for help, but I could not force my mouth to open.
Hey, I'm up here in a whirlybird, hovering over the Plaza de Toros.
Thank you. Phil Gray's
retrospect.
I bring you peace and a little green worm. Move one arm slowly, the way you think a worm moves. I bring you sparkling sunlight on a green leaf. While one arm moves as a worm, let your other hand move like the sun as it appears to travel from one horizon to another. Bring you a summer wind. Breathe deeply and make the sound of a gentle breeze while the worm twists and the sun travels. Warm cover of silk. Stand up quietly and let your whole body be the green worm spinning a strand of silk which wraps around him from one end to the other until he is covered with a silk cocoon. I invite you to rest, stop spinning, and fold your body as close to the floor as possible. The golden sun calls you to battle your way out of the silk which surrounds you. Fight until you create a hole in the cocoon. And wings to fly with. Go, jump, leap, use your arm wings higher up into the blue sky. You have become a rainbow with wings. You have become a butterfly.
Thank you.
Let's try a little psychedelia.
Set of five psychedelic curios here on Retrospect. Canadian band Strange Movies top of the set with I Can Feel It Coming. Then a curio from Bruce Clinton Hack, Canadian musician and composer specializing in electronic music. During the 60s though, his sort of whimsical, innovative music was used in advertising for Parker Brothers Games, Goodyear Tires, Kraft Cheese, and a life insurance company. He won various awards. Also dabbled in psychedelia. We had the first part of a track called Mudra off an album called The Way Out Record for Children. Followed by The Index, cover of The Byrds' 8 Miles High. This is off a 1967 album from this band from Grosse Pointe, Michigan, active from 66 to 69. Pretty obscure though. Formed as a three-piece called Chicory Every Sunday. Were blown away when they first heard the Jimi Hendrix Experience in 1967 and did their best to incorporate his sonic influences. Released a self-titled album in 1968 called The Index, often referred to as the Black Label album, on a private pressing DC label. So The Index with their cover of 8 Miles High, followed by Bruce Hack again with the second half of that Mudra track, all rapping with the band. Get this, how do you pick a great psychedelic band name? Take a couple of words, chuck them together. In this case, actually, it was a business visible from a freeway. The band became known as Utopia Car Wash. On South Grape Street Records, 1969-45, we had the A-side called Loneliness. Global Psych, straight after this.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, one of the really influential bands out of the Netherlands was The Outsiders. They're from Amsterdam. Hugely popular from 65 to 67, releases through to 1969. The Outsiders. This is Doctor.
Yeah.
first dropped acid when I was 18. I was over at these people's house one night. This guy I went to school with was over there and asked me if I wanted to try some acid. I had read about it in the newspapers and heard a few friends talk about it, so I was curious. I was pretty jacked up on marijuana, so I decided to try it, and I dropped it. I don't know what I was waiting for, a flash or a rush or whatever, but I kept sitting there waiting and waiting, and nothing was happening.
Such a fundamental hypocrisy when we adults tell the youngsters that our drugs, our barbiturates, tranquilizers, and especially alcohol, are good drugs, and that it's their marijuana and LSD that are the bad drugs.
Thank you. time to ask what will be in the space.
Community Access Radio is getting hip to the trip of the psychedelic experience here on Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Set of four global psych tracks. The Outsiders out of the Netherlands with Doctor, then from Sweden, a band called The Gonks. 1966 45 on GP Records. A side of that 45 called In a Persian Market. Followed by a true curio, Hell Preachers Inc. Originally released in 1968 on Supreme Psychedelic Underground, that's the LP name. Described as slathered in a spellbinding source of swirling keyboards, snake-charming Middle Eastern motifs, and gothic vocals. Throw in some screaming guitar dynamics and an acid-damaged Bow Diddley beat. Rumour has it Richie Blackmore, John Lord, and Ian Pace from Deep Purple were involved in Supreme Psychedelic Underground. I don't know if that's just a rumour or whether it's been proven to be true. But Hell Preachers Inc., German release. We had a track called Spy in Space, quite an LP. Picture of that up on our Facebook and Instagram. Wrap the set with Turkey's Mavi Isiklar, a truly groundbreaking Turkish band founded by Setin and Metin Yavuzdogan. Mavi Isiklar, meaning blue lights, one of the most wanted bands in Turkey. They played in films, gigged widely, and voted the most popular band of 1965 by readers of a major Turkish newspaper. So Mavi Isiklar, with a track called İyi Dusun Tasin. Out of Turkey.
Much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Here's a band formed in Breña, Lima, Peru. They're called the Los Daltons, formed 1965. The following year, they rehearsed at the El Show de Sergio Studios, where they met one Gerardo Manuel, invited to him to be a member of the band, and it was he that gave the name Los Daltons. So, new lead singer, although he never recorded with the band since he left to be a member of Lost Chains, sparking a largely friendly rivalry between those two groups. Lost Daltons, 7 full-length albums and a whole bunch of 45s during their career. Lost Daltons, Pendiente de un Hilo. This is a cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
Cerca del fuego está mi vida sin tu amor. Pues si me dejas no respondo ya de mí. Me iré muy lejos a tratar de olvidar. Tendrá remordimientos cuando ya no esté.
Yo moriré, yo moriré, yo moriré por ti. Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti, de ti, de ti.
Suspendido en un hilo estoy, lo sabes bien. No me conformo con las cosas que me das. Tú puedes dar caridad a otro, más no a mí. Mejor en un hilo que una gloria ya sin ti.
Yo moriré, yo moriré, yo moriré por ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti, de ti, solo de ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti.
Well, that's Los Daltons out of Peru. You can see them on our Facebook and Instagram. Bringing us to the close of episode 461, we've been looking at some pretty cool obscure psychedelia, and I'm leaving you with something new to retrospect, and this, well, perhaps as psychedelic as it can get, in one sense. You can read about it on our Instagram and Facebook. When you think of truly psychedelic music, lots of bands come to mind. However, this album, called LSD Underground, was recorded somewhere in Los Angeles, 1966. A bunch of musicians dosing and recording while tripping. Credited to Underground 12, considered the earliest known case of musicians recording while under the influence of LSD. And according to Reputation, it was only available by mail order, by sending your funds addressed to a Ventura Boulevard address. So it's a true psychedelic curio, re-released on Lysergia Records out of Sweden in 2014. It is a full LP of music of musicians under the influence, so it's unusual and not psychedelic in the sense of overproduced effects-laden psychedelia at all. Give it a listen, see what you think, love your feedback via the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook, and don't forget back episodes available right across the web. This is Phil Gray signing off with a taste of LSD Underground 12. Enjoy. Thank you.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.